Hello again. This is Sarnoga. This file is intended to transform you into a ladyboy. We are going to begin this transformation by taking you down into trance. So please get comfortable. Sit or lie down. Close your eyes and relax. That's all you need to do right now. That, and listen to my voice. Some of you may be so used to my voice by now that just the sound of my voice guides you into a nice deep trance. For others, this may be your first time listening to my voice. Either one is fine. Just sit or lay down. Close your eyes. Listen and enjoy. Imagine yourself out in the country. Way out. There are no roads, no motor vehicles. You have walked quite a way to get here, and find yourself in a large clearing, in a nice field of tall grass. You have a blanket, and you unfold it, give it a shake, and lay it out on the grass. Before you lay down on the blanket, you take a drink of cool water that you have brought with you. Then you lay down and close your eyes. It is quiet here. There are no sounds to listen to. It is getting on towards late afternoon, and the sun is low in the sky. But it was a warm day, and the air is still pleasantly warm, just starting to cool. Perfect. You hear nothing. Not even traffic out on the highway. You lace your fingers together and put your hands behind your head. It is comfortable. So very comfortable. You wish it could always be like this. Perfect. You want this moment to last forever. The air is fresh. You can smell the grass and the warm soil starting to cool after a long day. There is a slight breeze, just enough to keep you comfortable and make pleasant sensations on your skin. You have all the time in the world. You know your way back. You can be back quickly if you take the shortcut. You have all the time you need. And so you just relax. The longer you lay there, the more relaxed you become. Completely relaxed. At the end of a perfect day. The most perfect moment of the most perfect day you can remember. You only wish this moment could last forever. But other than that, it is perfect. As you lay there, you begin to notice that there are sounds, quiet sounds, small sounds. The first sound you notice is the breeze blowing through the grass. It is blowing the grass in waves, a soft, gentle, and relaxing sound, pleasant, so soft, so gentle, and so pleasant that you wonder if it will lull you to sleep. You are feeling so good. The breeze brings you just the slightest scent of wildflowers. So pleasant. So perfect. Time seems to be standing still. But that is okay with you. You want this moment to last forever. If you could spend the rest of your life enjoying just this one perfect moment, you would be forever satisfied. You are half asleep now, just dozing on the edge of consciousness, staying just a bit awake so that you can enjoy the moment. So relaxed, so deeply relaxed, that you are only half conscious. Then you notice there is another sound, a faint buzzing sound. First quiet, very quiet, and then louder, more distinct, then fading away and quiet again. The back of your mind recognizes the sound. It is the sound of an insect lazily flying about from one place to another, sometimes closer, sometimes farther away. You feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into this relaxation, this perfect day, as though you are becoming one with your surroundings, as though you are becoming part of this beautiful field, this perfect moment of this perfect day. And then you realize you are a part of this field, part of this perfect moment of this perfect day. You are just as much a part of it as the grass growing in the warm, moist soil, or the breeze blowing through the grass, or that insect buzzing around contentedly. You can hear other insects now, perhaps in the trees, perhaps hiding in the grass, singing a contented, happy song. And you hear the occasional chirp and singing of birds off in the trees at the edge of the field. Perhaps they had gone silent as you approached. Perhaps they remained silent until they too had time to realize that you are just another part of this perfect moment, of this perfect day. Now they are tuning up again, playing for themselves, playing for each other, playing for the field and playing for you, singing their music for the sheer joy of it. And the sound of their music combines with the sound of the buzzing, contented insect and the sound of the breeze in the grass. It all combines into a symphony of relaxation that is relaxing you more and more, taking you down deeper and deeper into trance. You feel a cooling sensation now, as the sun dips behind a cloud or behind the trees. You are too relaxed and too comfortable to care. It is still pleasantly warm. You could lay here forever, becoming more and more relaxed, and falling deeper and deeper into trance. Your eyes are still closed. That little part of your mind that is still awake tells you that the sun has dipped below the trees at the edge of the clearing, instead of having gone behind a cloud. You know this because the light on the other side of your eyelids is dimmer now. You also know this because you hear the crickets coming out and adding their voice to the singing. Happy, relaxed singing, as the field, the grass, the breeze, and the droning insect sings you into deep relaxation with the delightfully subtle smell of wildflowers on the breeze. All this is taking you deeper and deeper into trance, and you like the feeling of going into a nice, deep, relaxing trance, just as you like the feeling of laying on your blanket, enjoying a perfect moment of a perfect warm summer afternoon as it spills into evening, and the sound of my voice takes you deeper, deeper and deeper into trance, just as the drone of the insect buzzing lazily about to the smell of wildflowers takes you deeper into trance. And the sound of my voice takes you deeper into trance, just as the sound of the breeze blowing gently through the grass and the sound of the crickets tuning up as evening approaches. And the more you listen to my voice, the deeper into trance you go. The more you feel my words going deep into your mind. As you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into trance, you feel yourself becoming more a part of the nice field of tall grass. You feel yourself sinking down into the warm soil, as if you are sinking down into the clay from which you were made. You feel yourself being reshaped and remade, even as you feel yourself going deeper and deeper into trance. My words going deeper and deeper into your mind. Now that you are in a deep, relaxed state of trance, it is time for your subconscious to listen to my words, to listen and accept as true all that you hear. You have chosen to listen, and in choosing to listen, you accept all that you hear. What you hear is true. You know the words are true because you hear them, and what you hear is true because your mind makes it so. The words you hear shape your mind to what is true, what you know is true, and the truth is, you are being remade. You are being formed and shaped according to your own desires. You are taking on the shape you desire, and you desire to become a ladyboy. That's right, a ladyboy. It is your desire. It is your wish. It is your goal. Your goal is to become a ladyboy. You want it so much that you will do whatever is necessary to obtain your goal. You want to be a ladyboy. You want to become an object of men's sexual desire. You want your entire being dedicated to giving sexual pleasure to men. You want to please that particular type of man who is irresistibly attracted to ladyboys. Though few men will admit it to another man, there are even fewer men that can resist the allure, the attraction, the exotic and erotic appeal of a ladyboy. And you want to please the men who find ladyboys irresistible. In fact, you want to show all men just how irresistible a ladyboy can be. That is what you want. You want to be a ladyboy. You want to please the kind of man that finds ladyboys irresistible. They find ladyboys more attractive than natural women. They find ladyboys more attractive than other men or boys. For many men, a ladyboy is the most sexually irresistible being alive. And you want to be a ladyboy. More than a lady, more than a boy, the most erotic combination of the two. Dressed like a lady, large feminine breasts, pretty feminine face, with just the right amount of makeup, smooth, creamy skin, smooth, hairless face and body. And there, between your legs, the proof that you are a ladyboy, a penis, a small penis that rarely, if ever, gets hard, a small little penis, a penis that has become small and soft from lack of testosterone. A penis that has become small and soft from exposure to all the female hormones that you take to maintain your feminine breasts and feminine figure. And beneath that lovely soft penis, there is either a completely smooth crotch, with the balls and scrotum completely removed, or a shriveled scrotum that is either empty or contains a shriveled pair of balls that have completely, and permanently withered away from exposure to all the hormones that have turned you into this exotic beauty. And that is what makes you so attractive, so exciting. A beautiful female, a beautiful lady, with the genitals of a little boy, small, soft, and insignificant. Yet those remnants of a penis and balls are what makes you so exciting, such a turn-on. It is the proof to the men who use you that you have given up everything to please them, that your entire being is dedicated to their pleasure. And they find it so hot that you have given up your manhood to please them. You have given up what would have made you a man. You have given up your balls. You have given up ever having an erection. You are so much more exciting than a real lady who never had those things to begin with. You are so much more exciting than a real lady who hasn't given up anything to pleasure men. A born lady was made to be pleasured by a man, even as she gives pleasure. But you are so much better than that, so much more exotic. You were once a boy and gave up all the promise and pleasure of becoming a man. You gave it all up and dedicated yourself completely to giving pleasure to men. You gave up your balls. You gave up your erections. And you gave up your orgasms. And now you give men pleasure. You give them your ass and you give them your mouth. You can suck cock better than any woman, and you can suck cock better than any boy or man, because you are dedicated to pleasuring men. You are a ladyboy. Your ass is tighter and sweeter than any born woman's cunt. Any man lucky enough to have you will find more pleasure with you than they ever thought possible. You can drive men wild with pleasure. You have the tits and body of a woman with the genitals of a little boy. You offer forbidden pleasures that can be found nowhere else. You are becoming and want to become that most exotic of creatures, a lady boy. You will begin to dress as a lady. Your body will begin to become more feminine. Your facial hair will stop growing, and if already there, will begin to thin and fall out. Your voice will become more feminine. Your body will begin to change shape, in some ways taking on the shape of a lady, and in some ways taking on the shape of a young boy. You are becoming a lady boy. Your genitals will shrink. Your balls will shrink and stop producing testosterone. Your body will begin producing more and more female hormones. You will lose the ability to have an erection, and your penis will begin to shrink. Your mind will begin these changes. It is something your mind can and will do, because it is what you desire. More than anything, you desire to become a ladyboy. You are driven by that desire. You are obsessed with it and consumed by it. And your desire to become a ladyboy also compels you to listen to this file again and again. Each time you listen, you go deeper and deeper into trance. And each time you listen, your desire to become a ladyboy grows stronger and stronger. And it is your growing desire to become a ladyboy that in turn drives you to listen to this file over and over. And the more you listen, the more you feel your body turning into that of a ladyboy, even as your inner self has already turned into a ladyboy. More than anything, you desire to become a ladyboy. Your desire to become a ladyboy is irresistible and inescapable. You know it is what you want. It is your destiny to become a ladyboy. Even now, your body is beginning the changes. Your breasts are growing, enlarging. Your testosterone production is shutting down, and your production of female hormones is increasing. And you cannot resist the urge to supplement the changes your mind is creating. You will supplement the changes by seeking out and taking female hormones. You will do this on a regular basis. You will supplement the changes taking place in your body by seeking out either chemical or physical castration. You want to make sure that your body completely changes permanently and irrevocably into a ladyboy. You may even seek out breast implants when the time is right. You will take any steps you can. You will take any steps you need to fulfill your desire to forever become a ladyboy. If you have to travel to obtain the hormones and surgery you need, you will do it. You know they specialize in making ladyboys in places like Thailand, and you will go where you have to go and do what you have to do. But you will stay away from and avoid complete sex reassignment surgery. You are eager to have your balls removed, but you want to keep your penis. You want to give up your ability to have an erection. You want your penis to shrink up, to become permanently small and soft, but you want to keep it. You want the men you pleasure to see it. You want them to know what you have given up to pleasure them. You want them to know that you have given up your manhood and any possibility of ever being a man so that you could pleasure them, so you could please them, so they will know when they are using you that you have given up your manhood for their pleasure. For them it is the ultimate power trip, the ultimate in domination and control, and you desire nothing more than to satisfy them. You lust after pleasing them, and what pleases them is having someone who has given up their manhood and any possibility of manhood to become half boy and half woman, just for them, just to please them. And when you want to pleasure yourself, you are content with rubbing your little soft dick. And when someone wants to give you pleasure, you are content with them being able to rub your little soft dick. It is more than enough for you, because your real pleasure, your real purpose, is to bring pleasure to men. You love to give men sexual satisfaction, to give men the pleasure of knowing they have taken all you have. And you love it when they fuck you up your ass, as they massage your breasts and suck on your breasts. You love being used and fucked. You love having your ass fucked and having your mouth fucked. You receive pleasure from giving yourself to a man to be fucked and used. Your pleasure is even greater, because you know you have even given up your ability to fuck. You have given up your power to fuck. You have given up your manhood. You have given up all those things to bring pleasure to men. And you love it. You love being a ladyboy. You love being fucked but unable to fuck. You love having men's hard, stiff cocks up inside you. And you love it even more, knowing your cock will always be small and soft. And you love having men shoot their hot cum inside you and on you. And you love it even more, knowing you will always be powerless to shoot out cum of your own. And you love sucking big hard cocks. You love it even more, knowing your cock will always be small and soft, even if someone sucks on it. You love servicing men and giving pleasure to men. You love it when they give to you what you have given up. You love it when they fuck you up the ass with their stiff cocks. You love it when you take their stiff cocks into your mouth and down your throat. You love knowing that you gave up your ability to have an erection so that you could please them. You love knowing that you are satisfied by erections, but they are always an erection belonging to another. The stiff cocks that satisfy you always belong to another. You love when men rub their hard, smooth chests up against you, when they play with your feminine breasts, breasts that you have acquired just to give them pleasure. You love being a ladyboy. You pursue becoming a ladyboy. You love it so much that from this time on, you will begin to act and dress like a ladyboy, even before your body has finished changing. You will wear a bra and woman's panties. You will wear women's stockings, shoes, and other clothing. That's right. You will dress like a ladyboy. And you will acquire large feminine breasts. You will lose your balls and your ability to have an erection. You will cause your penis to shrink to the size of a young boy. You will dress like a lady and speak like a lady. You will go to places where you can find men who want lady boys. You will find men to fuck your lady boy ass, and you will suck their stiff cocks and get off, knowing you gave up your power to have an erection just to please them. The thought of giving up your male sexuality has you so excited. The knowledge that you are giving up your masculinity, your manhood, and the possibility of being a man, just so you can please other men, has you so hot, so horny, it makes you desire all the more to be fucked up the ass. You know you need to permanently lose your power to have an erection. You want your dick to shrink and grow soft permanently. You want your inability to have an erection of your own to cause your desire for the stiff, hard cock of others to grow. It is the desire to play with something that belongs to another, the desire to play with the stiff, hard cocks of men, real men. You are a ladyboy and desire to play with the stiff, hard cock of a man. You want a stiff, hard cock up your ass. You want stiff, hard cock in your mouth. You want to drink cum. You want to pleasure men. And you know they are turned on all the more by knowing you have given up the ability to cum in order to pleasure them. And knowing it turns them on and turns you on. Knowing you excite them excites you. It is so exciting to know that the only cum you will ever taste, the only cum you will ever see or feel, the only hard cocks you will ever see or feel will belong to someone else. You have given up your ability to have a hard cock of your own, or to cum yourself. You have become a ladyboy, and have permanently dedicated your body to pleasing men. And you are so happy that you have finally made the decision to become a ladyboy. You are so happy to finally come to the realization that you are destined to give up your manhood to satisfy the sexual pleasure of other men. You are so happy you have given up your manhood and become a ladyboy so that you can satisfy the needs of other men. So you can satisfy their need to dominate, to control. Men need to use their powerful cocks, and they need to use them on something more than a mere woman or a mere boy. Men need to have the best of both. They need a lady boy to fuck. They need a ladyboy to suck their cock. And you are going to give them what they need. You are a ladyboy. And you are going to listen to this file over and over again until you have become the ladyboy you desire to be. You are going to listen again and again until you have completely become a ladyboy both inside and out. You are going to listen over and over until you have become the ladyboy that men desire. And you want to give over everything you are to the men you pleasure. You want to give them your mind. You want to give them your body. You want to give them your will. You want to give them your sexuality. You want to give it all to them. You want to give it all to them because you know, when they use you, that they have really taken it from you. You want to let them take every last bit of your masculinity until you are completely a ladyboy. You want to give up your manhood and become a ladyboy forever. You want to forever become a ladyboy to be used by men for their own pleasure. When a man fucks you up your ass or makes you suck his stiff cock, you know he has taken your manhood. You know he has taken your mind and your will. You know he has taken your body and your sexuality. And knowing that all those things have been taken by the men you service excites you and fills you with satisfaction that is beyond compare. Even as their cocks fill you, it fills you with a feeling of being completely used. You are more used than any woman could ever be. And you both know it, both you and the men that use you. And that is what gives you both so much pleasure. From this time on, you are a ladyboy on the inside. It is who you are. It is what you are. You are a ladyboy, and you are irresistibly driven to complete the outward changes. You know you are a ladyboy on the inside, and you feel you must take every step you can to become a ladyboy on the outside. You will research, you will seek, you will travel, you will spare no expense. You will do whatever you have to do to obtain the female hormones you need to complete the change. You will do whatever you have to do to become physically or chemically castrated. You know the only way you can ever be happy is to give up your balls for the men you service and please. The only way you can be happy and content is to outwardly become the ladyboy you are on the inside. You are already a ladyboy inside. It is you. It is yourself. You are already a ladyboy. It is your personality. It is who you are on the inside. The only way you can ever be content is by obtaining a body that matches who you are on the inside. To be content, you must let your body change into that of a ladyboy. You must assist your body as it changes into that of a ladyboy. While you are waiting for your real breast to develop, you will wear prosthetic breasts. You will do everything you can to appear to be a ladyboy as you wait for your body to complete the changes into a ladyboy. As you wait for your body to change to match the changes that have already been made to your inner personality, you will do everything you can to appear to be a ladyboy as you wait for your body to change to match the changes that have already been made to your inner personality. But you know that to be happy, you must complete the outward changes that will make you a ladyboy on the outside. You know the only way you can ever be happy is to give up all your body and facial hair and the possibility of ever growing any to please the men you service. You know the only way you can ever be happy is to grow large feminine breasts, to turn on and excite the men you service and please. You know the only way you can ever be happy and satisfied is to have your penis shrink down and become incapable of becoming hard. You know it will please the men you service, then you must do it. You are driven to do it. You want your penis to become permanently small and soft, to contrast with your big breasts and feminine figure. You need the men you service to know that only they can become hard. You are only there to please them. You need the men you service to know that only they can come and that you will make them come. You need the men you service to know that you grew breasts just to please them. You need them to know you have become what you are just to please them, so that they will have the pleasure of knowing that they have taken all that you ever were or ever could be. You have given, and they have taken your manhood. You are now, and forever will be, a ladyboy. A ladyboy whose entire being is dedicated to giving pleasure to men. You are a ladyboy who craves men's stiff cocks because you have given up your own. You are a ladyboy who craves men's cum because you have given up your own. You are a ladyboy who craves men's balls because you have given up your own. You are a ladyboy that desires the feel of a man's hard chest because for their pleasure, you have given up your own and grown women's tits. You are a ladyboy that wants to feel a man's stiff cock up your ass. You are a ladyboy whose own cock is always small and soft. And you will seek out pictures of ladyboys on the internet. You will have an insatiable desire to look at pictures of ladyboys. You need to see the pictures to see what you are becoming. You need to see the pictures to complete your inward mental image of yourself. You need to look at pictures of ladyboys to aid your subconscious in bringing about the changes you desire. And you will see all kinds of ladyboys. You will see ladyboys with big breasts and ladyboys with less developed breasts. You will see ladyboys with shrunken balls and without any balls. You will see ladyboys with large erect penises. And you will see ladyboys with permanently small and soft penises. And you will know the kind of ladyboy you are becoming. You are becoming a ladyboy with a perfect figure, large breasts, permanently small and soft penis and without balls, or with small, shrunken, permanently useless balls. You will know that is the kind of ladyboy you are becoming. You will find a picture of the kind of ladyboy most like what you are becoming, most like what you want to become, and you will download that picture and look at it often. Or maybe it is not just one picture. Perhaps it is many pictures. And when you see pictures of ladyboys who are not quite what you know you will be, you will know that they are still changing. You will see some ladyboys whose breasts are still growing. You will see some ladyboys whose figures are still developing. You will see some ladyboys whose penis is still shrinking. And you will see some ladyboys whose balls are still shrinking, or will soon be removed. But in all the pictures, you will begin to develop a composite picture of a ladyboy. In your mind, you will put together a picture of the perfect ladyboy, with features that are all perfect, and that is the ladyboy you will become. That is the ladyboy you are becoming. That is the ladyboy you are on the inside, and the ladyboy you are becoming on the outside. You will be irresistibly drawn to looking at pictures of ladyboys. You will look at them often, because it reinforces in your mind who you are on the inside and what you are becoming on the outside. But the picture you look at most often is the picture in your mind of the perfect ladyboy, the picture of you. And just as you look at pictures of ladyboys over and over to reinforce what you are becoming, you also listen to this file over and over to reinforce what you are becoming. And you will wait for the changes in your body to become complete. And as you wait for the changes in your body to become complete, you will simulate as many of the changes as you can in the way you dress and the way you behave. You will look and act like a ladyboy even before your body has finished changing. You will look that way because you will make yourself look that way. And you will be proud of how you look because you know you are getting better every day. You are continuing to change and you are doing whatever is necessary to complete the changes until you are outwardly the perfect picture of a ladyboy, just as you now are inwardly. And now it is time for the ladyboy to wake up. It is time to wake up as the new ladyboy you are. It is time to wake up and dress like a ladyboy. It is time to wake up and act like a ladyboy. It is time to wake up and marvel at the changes you see taking place in your body, as your body becomes more and more like the perfect ladyboy. It is time to wake up and begin your quest to help your body with the changes it needs to make, with the changes that you need it to make. I am going to count from 5 to 1. As I do, with each number, you will become more and more awake. When I reach the number 1, you will be completely awake and refreshed and ready to start your new life as a ladyboy. 5. Just starting to wake up. You are beginning to come up out of trance. 4. A little more awake now. You feel your mind returning to consciousness. 3. Even more awake. You feel your mind and body beginning to stir and are becoming aware of your surroundings. 2. Almost awake now. Almost there. 1. Awake and refreshed. I hope you enjoyed the file.